there, what's going on? Welcome back to the Inner Dreams Podcast. I'm Michelle, and this is my podcast where my guests and I discuss our dreams. We try to understand why we're having them, and we try to determine the meaning behind them. This is episode 30, titled Purple Little Glops. I could have had a better title, but honestly, as you will hear, I just talk about these cute little purple glops. There were two of them that follow me around. Anthony was my guest, and as much as I really just wanted to share the dream, I really didn't even care too much about the meaning behind it. I feel the meaning that we got out of it, that we interpreted, actually made sense, as it usually does if we just dig deeper and have the conversation about it. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Like I said, Anthony was my guest. You all know Anthony by now. He is my husband. And you guys should check out his podcast. He started one. It's called What's Your Fortune? It's on iTunes and SoundCloud, and the information will be in the show notes. So you guys should definitely check that out. I highly recommend it. It's fun and funny and short. So who doesn't love a funny short podcast? Also, I am looking for guests or dreams for me to interpret, so please head on over to mitchruby.com/inyourdreams, fill out the form, and I will be in touch. You can also follow In Your Dreams on Twitter and Instagram at iydreamspod. Did you guys think you were at the ocean? I'm recording from one of the local Long Island beaches here. It's a special In Your Dreams episode. Just kidding! Ant's here and he's doing his ocean breath. Ant.
Okay.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Ooh, where? Veronica will let us know.
Ouija.
Hey, Veronica.
It's Ouija board, I think. Ouija board breathing.
Ouija board breathing?
Yep.
I don't think that's correct.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Anyway, I just want to discuss, I don't even really care about the meaning behind this.
Okay.
But I just want to talk about the dream I had the other night. It all started with, I was down port. And actually, no. It started in my bedroom. However, it wasn't our room and it wasn't a childhood bedroom. It was just my bedroom. And there were these two round purple balls that spoke to me.
Okay, and were they fuzzy?
They weren't fuzzy. They were kind of like globs.
Globs.
But you know what? The more I think about it, they were like fuzzy globs.
Fuzzy globs. Because I picture like the pygmy puffs from Harry Potter.
Yes. Not really like that.
Okay.
But they were kind of fuzzy. And they were kind of like a lavender. Lavender mixed with purple, like a swirl. They were a swirl purple color.
Okay, so not like a solid.
No, not solid at all. And they bounced around and they spoke to me. I don't know what they were telling me, but they followed me around a lot. So I feel like maybe we should look up just purple or lavender.
Well, purple is usually royal. But
anyway, let me continue. So I decided, so me and the two purple little orbs, we decided to go down port. Which is down, when I say downport,
Port
those
Jefferson.
Of you who don't live on Long Island, Port Jefferson is our local village.
It's a village.
It's a village.
It's an incorporated village, yeah.
There you go. And so I decided to go downport. It was morning, and it was very foggy out, and it was almost about to rain. So I decide that I'm hungry, but I'm actually not really that hungry. But I already have a cup of coffee in my hand, and I decide to go to Crazy Beans, which Crazy Beans is not even in Port Jefferson.
That's the
also
crazy part of it.
Yeah, that's the crazy part of it. That Crazy Beans is a eatery.
And it's a coffee shop
it's
with
a coffee
food,
shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I decide to go to Crazy Beans, and I already have a coffee in my hand, but when I walk in, I kind of panic. The purple orbs are outside.
Okay.
They are staying.
So they left you, and they can't come
Well,
inside.
They're waiting for me.
Okay.
And I decide to order an egg sandwich with coconut coffee latte, using their coconut coffee.
Okay.
However, I already finished a coffee. So when I was ordering it, I kind of felt weird that I was doing this. And I wanted to get you an iced coffee, coconut.
Okay.
And I remember being at the counter, it was dead inside. And then I wasn't sure if the woman heard me. So I grabbed her attention and I was like, excuse me. I meant I want coconut. And then at this time, I heard you come in the room in real life. You were waking me up. This was Thursday.
Okay.
And I was so mad because I can feel myself drifting out of the sleep and drifting out. And I was so mad. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get my delicious egg sandwich. At that point, I realized I was dreaming. I'm like, I really just want to eat this egg sandwich.
Did you wake up hungry?
No, that's the thing. When I woke up, well, that was the day when you woke me up and I was like, no.
Yeah, yeah. That was every morning that I woke you up this week.
No, I was better on Friday because we had to watch Big Brother.
Yeah, we had to catch up.
BT Dubs, Aunt and I get up Friday morning at 6:30 a.m. to watch Big Brother because I'm obsessed and I cannot
miss. We couldn't watch it on Thursday, so we watched it on Friday morning.
Yeah, and I got Aunt obsessed. Yeah. You know, that's something I'm most proud of this summer.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
A lot of things I've, you know, launched a company and everything, but nope.
Yep.
Getting you to watch Big Brother with me is definitely my number one accomplishment.
Yeah. That's a low bar.
It is.
Accomplishment. No, anyway, I wanted to ask,
yeah,
could other people see these purple balls, or was it just you?
It's a really good question. I don't know. I wasn't, when I went down Fort to be out in public, there was no one around.
So yeah, it was just you kind of like, okay.
Yeah. So I just walked, I was thought that was really funny because I've never really dreamt of like having objects follow me around.
Hmm.
So.
But they were like, you know, real. They could, they were living.
They were living and they didn't really look, they didn't look real. It was like as if, like, you remember Flubber?
Yes.
Remember how Flubber looked?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't look cartoony, but he looked real as real as Flubber could look. This is what those two purple little orbs, they were adorable. They were really freaking cute.
They sound adorable.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to look up purple or something?
Yeah, look up purple. Like I said, I kind of just wanted to share this dream because it made me laugh. I didn't think too much about it. But now, again, like always, as I talk more about it, I'm like, oh, perhaps I should have, you know, done some pre-research. But I knew I wanted to record this episode with you, and I figured I could talk and make you do the work for me.
Yeah.
That's how In Your Dreams works. I'm with Michelle. Okay, yeah. What'd you find?
Okay, so anyway, I looked up purple, but it just says see under colors. But next to purple, in the next column is pygmy.
Oh.
And I thought like these things were like little pygmy type things. Whether they were hostile or friendly, these small people in your dreams forecast emotional distress due to an unfortunate misunderstanding. Oh. Have patience and try not to grieve. The situation will eventually clear up. So that's pretty interesting.
I feel like it is interesting. If I had this dream last week, I felt that would be pretty fitting.
Yeah.
Because of the week I had last week.
I think even still, you know, it's like still pretty fitting. Like, you know, you were coming to hopefully like an end of any misunderstandings or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just kind of resolving itself and, you know, let me try to find colors.
Yeah. I know I've looked up colors before, but I always try to get more specific. Oh, did you guys hear that little moan? That was the cat.
Lavender or mauve.
Ooh, okay.
Foretells minor disappointment or transitory unhappiness.
Wow.
I think that, I mean, it pretty much nails like the last couple weeks.
I know. Very interesting. You think the listeners, all but one, Veronica, is wondering what kind of week I had? I was just dealing with a stressful client.
Yeah, well, not just that, but a bunch of things.
A bunch of things.
Some personal stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
it's been a week.
And, you know, like relationship things.
I think when it comes to the egg sandwich part of it, last week I made myself an egg sandwich like 3 days in a row.
Mm.
So maybe that was me just
that could be.
Filling in the blanks. Also, we haven't had the coconut coffee in a while.
It's true, we haven't.
So I probably was just craving that little coconut coffee goodness.
Could be.
We should probably get some of those beans.
Yeah. It's expensive, but we can.
I know, but it's worth it. I wonder if we rationed it, if we put some of the coconut beans with our other coffee and made a very, like, light coconut taste.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like there's a science to what type of beans you should mix, and I'm not sure that I know that science.
Should we start a coffee podcast?
Coffee
podcast.
Maybe
we could like, and we could play like really soft music. And be like, welcome to.
I feel like I don't know enough about coffee to make a podcast about it.
Isn't that what most podcasts are?
No,
everyone's just kind of figuring it out. No, it's not at all. I mean, in fact, a lot of podcasts are very knowledgeable.
Yeah, people, and like, if not, then they do a lot of research and stuff about it. And
yeah,
you know, Maybe if at one point if I was a barista.
Is that the male form of barista?
Yes.
It's baristo?
Probably.
All right.
Yeah.
Back to dreams.
Okay.
You have had no dreams.
I've had dreams, but they leave me immediately as soon as I wake up. And they are relatively intricate and everything.
I had it, my dream I had last night, we were in Universal. Right. And it was, we were really, really excited to go to the extension of Hogwarts, you know, the Harry Potter extension at Universal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and mm-hmm. we had to enter through weird doors to get to the other side of the park.
Well, just like Leaky Cauldron.
Right. And, oh, wow, I didn't even think of that. And then we switched over. We were going to Vegas.
Okay.
And my mom gave me a huge bag. It was some kind of holiday, and so she gave us gifts. And I got all this makeup products and natural products, and I was super excited about it. And in one of the bags was a felt tip eyeliner that was neon color.
Nice.
And I remember lining my eyes with this neon orange, but because, fun fact, I have hooded eyelids, it's smeared all over. Like, when you have hooded eyelids, it's very hard to put, like, a winged eyeliner on.
Mm.
I see Ant drifting off here.
A little bit. We're talking about makeup now.
Okay, I'm sorry. But it's part of my dream. Yeah, I remember, and so I was fooling around with the makeup, and we were all just standing around. We were just standing around, and I literally told Sam, I don't know where you were. You were there, but then you disappeared. And I told Sam, I'm like, if we're not going to do anything right now, I'm going to fall asleep. I was bored.
Hmm.
And then I woke up.
Interesting.
Kind of lame.
Yeah, it is. I mean, your mom did just get back from Vegas. I feel like that one's like, you know, yeah. She always gets you something wherever she goes. And
Right. And like, you know, I love looking at natural beauty products, and I always dream about what I would buy if I had funds to buy.
Yeah.
And try. Buy and try. Ooh, that's a good name for something.
Buy and try.
I like that. I'm writing that down.
She is.
Yep. But that was last night's dream. Hmm. And I'm glad we looked up the little orb.
Yeah, I think, I mean,
isn't
like
that so
everything.
Cute, though?
Yeah, it
maybe
is cute.
Veronica will draw me with like these two little.
I think that's a perfect. I think that's definitely something that should be illustrated.
I'm going to dedicate this episode to her.
Okay.
Because I know she listens.
All right, Veronica. This episode's dedicated
and
to you.
If you're not Veronica and listening, thank you so much.
Yep.
I would love to hear from you.
Yeah. Or if you're also a Veronica and listening, thank you too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before we exit, do you want to plug anything, Ant?
Yeah, you can we'll plug my podcast, which is What's Your Fortune? So if you like this podcast and you just want to change up, you know, the what you're listening to, but you also like my voice, then you should listen to What's Your Fortune. I'm on SoundCloud and iTunes, and you should rate, review, and subscribe. And if you want to be a guest, you can fill out the In Your Dream submission form.
MitchRuby.com/In Your Dreams without the form.
And
you could be on What's Your Fortune.
Yeah. You just
or
cross out
you could be on In Your Dreams.
Yeah. Either one or both if you want.
Yeah. So, a double whammy.
Double whammy.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
That's all I had to plug.
Awesome. See you next time, guys. Well, actually, you'll hear me next time. We are now leaving the Long Island Ocean beaches.